It's wrinkled sheets.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. And woo. We're back.
We're back.
I'm Steve.
Oh, I'm Janet.
And I'm not Janet. I'm Steve. And that's...
Not Steve.
Yeah. And we're back. You know what? This is our first show. This is our very first show back since... They started advertising us on Podbean.
Yeah.
Podbean has been, they put us on the app, and they've been putting us in their promotions, and we are very, 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 very excited.
And we didn't pay for it.
No, we didn't. They just discovered us.
Unless they think we paid for it. Maybe we shouldn't mention it.
Oh, no, we don't pay for it.
We did.
Oh, you mean if Podbean thinks we do. Oh, I see what you're saying, but we don't.
We got on the weird list.
Yeah, I think they were just looking for more podcasts that were not just the same old, you know, like, hey, we're two guys in the garage. Hey, we're two comics doing our podcast. I think they were kind of just, you know, we're a boyfriend and girlfriend doing a podcast.
Yes.
About stuff and relationships and showbiz and
cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs and everything that goes along with relationships and real life.
Yes.
So welcome.
Dishes, if laundry.
If it's your first time, welcome. We're glad you're here. If you've been here before, hey, welcome back.
Let us know what you like. What brought you back?
Yeah. What does bring people
back?
We
do like that.
What brings you back to a podcast?
It depends on the podcast. Uh-huh. Like Grace Helbig, her uh-huh. energy is infectious.
Uh-huh. I agree. Because sometimes I want to feel that they're having fun.
Every time right before I record Two Girls on a Bottle of Wine, I will save Grace's podcast to listen to on my way home.
Before. And for people that don't know, Two Girls on a Bottle of Wine
is my podcast.
Is her podcast that she does.
Yes.
I do a separate podcast called Remasculate. But we come together for Wrinkled Sheets. So, again, back to what brings
so
you back
Girl
to a
Boss,
podcast?
Which is Sophia Amoruso, who wrote the Girl Boss book.
Uh-huh.
I listened to hers. It's kind of a little bit more mellow, but she has some powerful women on there. And it's most of the time very inspirational. I listened to Hillbilly Nerd Talk because they, again, are a couple. Some of their points of views do not align with ours, but that's okay. And I like how they present... Like, it's so much variety.
Yeah.
And they have that small town feel, and I love that about them. And then I listen to the NBC Nightly News podcast every day because I got to keep up on world events.
Well, do you, when you try a new podcast, do you actually, let me adjust pull your mic up a little higher.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do I what?
Hold on, because our computer was about to restart. Let me tell it not to.
Yeah, don't restart, computer. Don't restart.
Don't restart.
Don't do it.
Okay. Then do you try new podcasts?
Oh, I do. So I just started listening to How Comedy Works or whatever. It's Rick Kearns and Wendy that owns the Comedy Works.
Wendy Curtis, who owns it, yeah.
Yeah. I do from time to time when I hear about them. Sometimes other podcasts will talk about podcasts. There's some that... I listen to for a little bit, and then we have to break up.
You mean over a period of time listen to?
Yes.
See, for me, because I like to look for podcasts. I'll actually go on Podbean or iTunes, and I'll look at their logos or whatever and go, oh, I'll give this one a shot.
Mm-hmm. I've been burned a lot with that.
I've been burned a lot on that. And I have actually kind of what you said, the energy has to catch me. I have to feel that there's an energy that these two people are probably going to have fun or know how to have fun.
Yes.
And then I give it a few minutes to go, you guys just...
Right.
You're not gelling. I don't know if you're not gelling or you have no, there's none of this. It's almost like listening to a bad morning show that you go, ooh, I want to change the channel.
It is very much so. But then you have those that are just a little bit too much.
Uh-huh.
And you've heard those. We both heard those.
Yeah.
Where
energy
like,
doesn't make you funny.
Yeah. Like,
or entertaining.
Whoa. Like how did you get from there to there? And I am a little confused and overwhelmed and stressed out. Next podcast, please.
How long do you say you give a podcast when you're first listening?
I usually, 30 minutes. And then
you'll listen to almost a whole one, or will listen to a whole one.
That's about my commute time.
Uh-huh.
I'll give a podcast the time from home to work, and if I need to delete that one, that's fine. And I do it with some of my favorites from time to time, too. And then I'll give it like three tries.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes actually just a person's voice can make me stay.
Grace Helbig, man. Her voice. I want to say like 2016 has been like she's my girl crush. I love Grace Helbig. Just her energy. I just went and saw her movie.
Yeah.
Dirty 30.
How was it?
I really liked it. I don't know that you would enjoy it.
Yeah, because you said it was kind of a chick flick.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of Can't Hardly Wait. Remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I liked that one.
It's like that movie, but for a 30th birthday party. And they have said that. And I'm like, when I first heard that, after I saw it, I was like, oh, yes, definitely. They even had Melissa Joan Hart in Can't Hardly Wait. She was the girl that was like walking around, like taking, sign my yearbook, sign my yearbook, sign my yearbook. Well, there's a girl in this movie that is walking around taking selfies. And that's it. Like, not really talking.
They didn't have Jenna Elfman show up as an angel?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It's been so
She wasn't even an angel. Remember?
She was a stripper.
Yeah. When I interviewed Jenna for my podcast, because I said something about being an angel, she said, everybody thinks that.
What was she?
She was a stripper.
Yeah, she was a stripper dressed as an angel. You thought she was an actual angel?
No, I thought she had, well, symbolic. I thought it was going to be one of those, you know, she was dressed. But she was actually like a
stripper.
A stripper, one of those.
I watched that movie a lot.
Did you?
Yes.
I always liked that. My favorite scene in that movie was the guy that always thought he was the rapper.
Yes.
Just always constantly.
Yes. Wasn't that Green?
Yeah.
Seth Green?
Seth Green.
Yeah. With the goggles on his head.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, look in the mirror. You're white.
Yes. What happened to that redheaded actress? I really liked her in that movie. Yeah. So, Dirty 30 movie. It's not in theaters, but you can download it on iTunes and stuff. And dirty30movie.com. I recommend it. This is not a sponsored. Yep.
This is not a sponsored
podcast.
But
I am telling you that I love Grace Helbig.
Now, what was the actual... give us a review, sort of it. What was the three friends want to do what? What's the whole point of
it? So, one of the girls, there are three friends, and one of the girls is getting ready to turn 30, kind of got a chill life.
Uh-huh.
She is a dental assistant, no boyfriend. She's constantly trying to be social with her friends, but her friends are getting married, having babies, you know. But she has these two friends that are really sticking out for her, you know. And then her 30th birthday comes, and she's like, I don't want to do anything. Let's have a nice dinner. Let's, you know. And
she wants
like,
it to quietly go by,
right,
sort of deal.
Yeah. They're like, well, let us throw a party for you. Well, she gets a letter in the mail from her 16-year-old self. Her high school had had them write a letter to themselves when they were turning 30, and then their high school mailed it to them. And it said, I bet you're going to be married and have a baby and have a fabulous career. And she had none of that. So she kind of got depressed. Well, then Grace Helbig's character, who's her friend, is having a marriage that's struggling. And she's like, I want to throw a party. It's going to be fun. And chill girl's like, no. I just want to go to dinner. I just want to, you know, okay. You can throw me a small get together. And it like turns out being like this massive bash.
The Can't Hardly Wait party that turns out to
be.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And there's lots of like cameos.
I was just watching Friends last night because I'm forced to.
I'll be there for you.
I'm forced to watch Friends because.
For 15 minutes while I fall asleep.
Yeah. Janet has to have Friends on to fall asleep. Those that listen to us already know.
How did this happen?
I don't know. It's not
always been like this.
It has not, but it had. But this episode of Friends was Jennifer Aniston's character turning 30.
Oh, wow.
That was the episode last night. And she was all depressed in her sweats and stuff. And do you remember that one at all? And then the episode was them going back over. What's not near as. Remember when Joey turned 30 and they had a little clip of him depressed at 30? So it's like everybody has a 30 milestone. Is 30 the 20 something devastation?
I don't know that, like, I wasn't sad at 30. I was a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, gonna be 30, my next 30 years, getting there.
Uh-oh, Tim McGraw.
Yeah. But I want to say, like, 35 was my, like, crap. What am I doing with my life? I got nothing.
What do you mean you have nothing?
But, like, I haven't, like, I don't have anything, like, I don't want to do the kid thing.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been married, no pressure. it's not like I'm... like, I have a good job, but it's not like I'm, like, super excelling.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, 35, and, like, I've had people in my life that, you know, during my 35th birthday celebration, which was about a week long, there were negative Nellies in my life. They were like, you know, I was walking around, oh, I'm 21, ha-ha, and, oh, really? You think people are going to buy that? Yeah.
They couldn't even buy into the fun of you having...
Well, they're not friends.
Okay.
They're work people.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to play along with stuff like right. that. When somebody goes, oh, I'm 21 again, you're supposed to, know, like, yes. the hell you are.
Right.
You're not supposed to do that.
Why don't you say some realistic number, Janet? I'm like, F you, you're older than me, man. Ugh. Anyway, so that did not help. And, you know, I have, like, this stubborn 10 pounds that I can't... Anyway, we don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
What's going on with the stubborn 10 pounds?
I just can't. I can't. Like, I'm eating pretty healthy.
Are you going to have to just starve?
I'm only asking this.
Not as a boyfriend saying it. I'm just saying.
No, I know
work,
that.
Working the 10 pounds. Because yeah. sometimes you really do just have to go, I'm not eating. I'm drinking and
right.
water. Not drinking.
Yeah.
Because
maybe that's
I know
problem.
How hard it is. We've talked about this before. I think we have on the podcast. But
yes.
How at one point I had to lose almost 35 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It goes off pretty easy, but that, like you said, that last 10 pounds, you're like,
ah, oh, I have a good 20 I still need to lose, but.
Oh, okay.
So that's frustrating. but it's my own fault. I am a weak person when it comes to food.
Do you think you're turning into one of those cubicle people?
Oh, I definitely. Like, I'll go into my office and people will, like, 3 o'clock rolls around and be like, we haven't seen you all day. I'm like, yeah, I'm in my cave. I get stuck. Like, I get stuck at my chair.
Do you snack at your chair?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I stopped doing that.
Okay.
I think that's why I have the 20 I need.
Because you see a lot of those cubicle call center people that just become, they get bigger and bigger. And
no.
Not that I'm making fun of any. I'm just saying people just seem to be, when they have the cubicle lifestyle, they just seem to become the size of the cubicle.
No, you should see my desk. So in the morning, I stopped. I used to bring lunch, and then I found that, like, by 11 o'clock I'd eat it. And then I'd be hungry. So in order to lose this 10 pounds, I've been, like, taking, you know, a protein bar to work, maybe some turkey bacon. But in the morning, because I do get stuck, I have 2 cups of coffee, I have 2 cans of carbonated water, and I have regular water. Like, you walk in my office at 9 a.m., there's 6 beverages on my desk, just because I know I'm not going to move.
Well, you should move, though. The point is,
I don't have time.
But don't you have a headset that you could just, like, at least walk in a circle in your cubicle while you're...
It's wired.
Is it wired enough that you could move, though? You know what I mean? You could just pace in a circle.
I tend to multitask. Like, I'm on a phone call. I'm either taking notes about the phone call or I am checking my email. And so I did catch myself last Friday doing that. I stood up and did some squats.
Yay!
1 out of 300 days.
1 out of 300, and I can't figure out why I can't lose this.
No, I know, but I am trying to work out better. Like, I'm sore today from yesterday's workout, because I do try and mix it up. Because I think it was you that told me your body gets bored.
Yeah, that's what they hold that whole new thing about the muscle confusion. That whole PX90 that you
P90X.
Do other P90X penis 90X whatever it is
penis 90.
That's a different workout.
Well,
but that you have to actually make your body go, oh, it's not doing the same and not doing this again today. It's
right.
I'm lifting with my back instead of my arms today or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, wow, where'd we go? Oh, Grace Helbig.
Yeah.
Like her. What podcast you loving these days?
Well, I like Bill Burr's podcast, the Monday morning podcast, except I was telling somebody else the other day, don't you hate it when a podcast that you like goes off on stuff you don't give a crap about?
Yes.
I hate that.
Because,
like, I don't care about this. And I want to, and a lot of times I'll go ahead and listen to it, but if it's too much sports, I don't care. I start losing the, you know, like, oh, and that coach did such and such, and I'm like, oh, but you were just talking about this cool, funny thing a second ago.
Sports is relatable to 80% of the population, babe. You have to understand that. We are the rare 20.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have to remind myself, like on Sundays when my news feeds, all of them fill up with sports stuff, I have to be like, don't hate Janet. Maybe people don't like the fact that you go to a concert every other week. They probably go, wow, really?
Another one? Concert? Another?
Yeah. And
I was, but I think with this whole kind of NFL kind of thing with the going to the knee and not standing up during the during the national anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, and national anthem, that a lot of people I've been seeing on Facebook are turning away. I've been seeing more and more like, hey, now that I quit watching, I realized I'm actually going fishing with my kid. Now that I'm not doing this, I caught myself reading the other day. It's like they got away from it enough to go, you know, there's life out there.
Right.
You know, sometimes it takes something like
that. So that's another 5%. So now we're at like 75-25.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
they still have college football that will not go.
Ever. Or high school football. In Texas. High school football in Texas.
Missouri, too. Like, it was all over my news feed last Friday that Ozark beat Nixa.
Beat who?
Nothing.
Beat who? What did you say?
Nixa.
What's Nixa?
It's the town over.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, the big metropolitan of...
No, Nixa's not bigger than Ozark. Well, it may be now, but...
No, I was being facetious.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, let's see. What are the other podcasts? I like the Say What podcast. I like that with Graham and Tom. I like that. I listen to the Almost a Show podcast, and that was one of the podcasts I was saying that I listened to because of a voice.
Yes.
One of the voices is kind of got this. It's TJ, and he's got this weird surfer thing when he talks. It's a weird surfer thing,
and it pulls you in.
And it pulls me in, whether no matter what they're talking about. Something about him, his speech pattern draws me in.
I feel like speech patterns are very important.
Make somebody either fun to listen to or relatable or, you know, I kind of know somebody that talks like that.
Speak into the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned my head away, sorry.
Yeah.
So what's going on? I see, are you looking at stories there?
I am.
Which one you thinking about calling up?
So have you heard the new Twitter craze?
No.
There's a North Carolina man that tossed his phone and then did a high five and then did a selfie. I am not coordinated. So you like probably set the timer, toss it, and then take a picture doing a high five.
Uh-huh. Of yourself?
Yeah. And here's what the picture looks like. Oh, poop.
Because everybody on the podcast is going to be able to see this.
No, you should totally put that in the notes. Okay, so it's like it's created a Twitter craze.
That is just a blurry picture of a guy dropping his phone. That's what that is.
I thought it was pretty cool. All right. Never mind.
Are more people doing that?
Yeah, it created a Twitter craze. A lot of people were doing it.
Huh.
You know how people in Kansas find meth?
Go next door?
No. They go to Facebook.
They do?
Well, police in the tiny town of Cherryvale, Kansas, looking to track down the owner of an abandoned gram of crystal meth, have taken their case to social media. A bag with methamphetamine, it's all spelled out, was found September 29th at a convenience store in the southeast Kansas community of about 2,300 people. So Cherryvale police politely posted about it on the department's Facebook page. The post reads, "We are very concerned and would like to find the owner, so please notify us and describe the packaging, and we will see what we can do for you." It's been shared nearly 1,700 times, but Police Chief Perry Lambert, No relation to Miranda, says no one has come.
It doesn't say that in the article. It does not say.
True. Okay. It's true. Says no one has come forward as the owner of the illegal stimulant. Yeah.
But it's been shared a lot.
Because they're idiots. Why would you put that?
Well, if they haven't caught.
That's like, found a 1-carat diamond ring.
If they haven't caught the guy, it doesn't really work.
No. I thought that was hilarious. And maybe, I don't know. Am I wrong?
No, it's hilarious.
Okay, so we've all heard about this creepy clown situation.
Right,
in the
I'm
world.
About tired of that.
All right.
No, not we can't talk about the story, but I'm saying just this whole how somebody jumps on a craze like this, you know.
Poor Stephen King is like, whoa, guys.
Well, they're remaking the movie It.
Right.
And so I think that's what this whole thing is going to be, you know, just a publicity stunt that's gotten out of hand.
Well, you know who's really pissed?
Who? Clowns?
McDonald's. So Ronald McDonald is keeping a low profile with reports of the creepy clown sightings on the rise. McDonald's Corporation said Tuesday that it's being thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events as the result of the current climate around clown sightings in the communities. The company did not provide any other details about how often its red-haired mascot makes appearances and how that will change.
Well, but Ronald McDonald is not a...
He's a clown.
Clown. He's not a creepy, scary clown like these things they've been citing.
I gotta say, Ronald McDonald is one of the creepiest, and I'm not creeped out by clowns.
You think Ronald's a creepy clown?
Yeah, his hair isn't the, like, poofy, fun clown hair. It's, like, short and kind of, like, dad-like.
Uh-huh.
But it's bright red.
Uh-huh. So he's kind of like Carrot Top?
No, Carrot Top has muscles. Yeah, so Ronald...
What creeps you out? Seriously, what creeps you out about Ronald McDonald?
I don't.
He's not like these scary, long, weird faces that they're showing of.
Yeah, but I just think I'm not a big fan of him. Will you grab the dog instead of shooing her away like a fly? She obviously doesn't want to be around me. You're
all right,
home
let
now.
Let me grab the dog. All right, fine.
She'll be happy. She'll fall asleep. So Hurricane Matthew was kind of a big deal. All right.
Kind of. Oh, God. Did you just seriously work in the Matthew McConaughey meme?
Yeah, all right. I did. Yeah, you were like playing chicken with the train with Matthew.
I was at sea. I was working, doing comedy on the cruise ships. That's what I do sometime. And I was in Cozumel headed toward Miami at the same time.
That Matthew was headed toward
Matthew
Miami.
Was headed toward Miami. So they actually said, we're going to wait a day and go back to Mexico and let it kind of go past Miami.
And it did. It did skip Miami.
Yeah.
We have an office in Miami, and my coworker was like, yeah, we were all prepared. I have a lot of food now, and my lights flicker.
And that was it.
Yes. So, thank goodness.
Well, yes, and prayers to everybody got hit.
Yes.
Did you hear that it's like $6 billion worth of damage?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So far, they're saying, and that's not all of it. They're just saying at this point, they're saying right now it's up to $6 billion in damage.
Wow.
See, and that's why everybody, I don't understand why people want to ride out hurricanes.
Because they probably are in this situation, like Miami folks. That prepared all, and a lot of them left. I have a Fort Lauderdale coworker that went to Nashville to get away from it. And
how horrible. You went to Nashville for a couple days.
Well, no.
And you didn't die.
And nothing happened. So I feel like there have been so many like, oh, it's coming at you. It's kind of, oh, just kidding. That maybe you've lived there your whole life, say you've lived there 60 years, and you've had close calls.
And you wouldn't rather take a chance on not dying?
I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate. Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
So that's my take on it. But I got to tell you a story.
Okay, please tell me a story, Jen.
So in Green Cove Springs, Florida, a very special guy somehow managed to get wedged in the front of a grill of a Florida car due to the Hurricane Matthew roaring winds. This special guy was a bald eagle.
Aww.
Yeah. So
it's alive?
Yeah, they rescued him, and he's good to go.
Is he really bald now, though? Knock all the feathers off his head?
No. This incredible creature stands 2 feet tall.
How does it get in a grill without being... Was it blown into the grill, hit by a car?
No, it just...
It looks like it's run over.
No, it's fine. It's in the grill. I don't know how it happened. That's all I got. My story is lacking. Damn it.
That's what you get for getting stories off of Twitter.
Yes.
Story just gives you a picture and a link.
So another Hurricane Matthew story about a crazy Floridian that's human this time.
Okay.
He loves his car. Loves it.
That's the one that brought it in the house. What? Did I ruin the story?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
He loves his car. It was in the house. Okay, next. Why you gotta ruin my punchline?
I didn't want to ruin. What happened when he brought it in the house? Like I said, I see Twitter. I see pictures in a headline.
It wasn't only a car. It was a BMW.
Oh.
Yeah. So his name is Randy Jaleel of Port St. Lucie, Florida, said he only had enough room in his garage for two of his collectible BMWs during the weekend storm. So he set about finding a more creative solution for his BMW E30 M3, which I bet means something to someone.
I bet that means that's fancy.
So he parked behind the couch of his home. How did he get it in there?
There's no way.
Okay.
What?
He carefully backed the car in and out of the house through the double doors. Yeah.
There's no door anywhere in this house that we could get a car in.
We don't have double doors.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad he did it. Now, it's very.
Are you showing
me the picture, and I'm happy that he was able to do it. But I'm just saying, for us, if something like that was happening, we'd just be like, I guess the car's getting hit. Because
no, I would be like, Steve, throw your shit. Sorry, inappropriate behavior. Throw your stuff that's in the garage that hasn't been touched in 10 years to the curb, and my Jeep is going in the garage.
Well, my Mini Cooper fits in the garage.
My Jeep would fit in the garage if your stuff wasn't there.
But if your Jeep was there, my Mini Cooper would not fit in there. So,
no, we could totally fit both cars in there if your stuff wasn't in there.
What stuff?
There's boxes and boxes. Oh, goodness. So I have a couple friends in my life that we joke about the garage situation.
Who? Who jokes about the garage?
I have a coworker named Tony. You've met him. One time he was like, oh, so I see you have snow on your car. Did you not park in your garage? I was like, no. Steve has 10-year-old stuff in the garage. My car doesn't fit in the garage.
Well, it's not a car garage. It's a garage. There's, it's different.
I'm sorry.
That is a storage garage compared to a car garage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh,
no.
This is a 2.5 storage garage.
And then Beverly and Bill, we joke about it. Because, yeah. People always make fun of me because they're like, why is your brand new Jeep have snow on it? Shouldn't you be parking in the garage? Well, I don't have a garage.
Why does your brand new Jeep have $7,000 worth of hail damage?
Not because
it wasn't in the garage.
It was because I was at work. Yeah. No big deal. It's a fun joke. Like, everyone
and
knows.
I'm the butt of it. Ha ha ha.
No, we were at a house party this last weekend, and you admit you're a hoarder. You like to keep things.
I'm not a hoarder. I'm a collector. We had this discussion.
Okay. You're a collector. We have a lot of things.
We have a lot of things. We do. There's a lot of things.
Yes. And I don't hate it. Like, it doesn't drive me insane. I don't drive home every day, pull into the driveway and go, I wish I could drive into the garage.
Because a hoarder is all of those stacks of papers and magazines and grossness and pizza boxes.
We're clean collectors.
They're in tubs and shelves for the most part.
Wait.
Put them in tubs.
When I moved here 6 years ago.
They were not in tubs.
There were no tubs and shelves. I made our basement usable. It's not finished, but it's definitely a usable space now.
It probably could use another round of Janet, right? Looking around now, do you think there's more stuff's been added that there probably should be another round of shelves and
Yeah, if
things?
You want to buy like a whole nother set of like, you know, 10 shelving units, we could probably do that too.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I just, it happened on one snowy Saturday. So I need a snowy Saturday and I need you to buy the shelving units. And I need you to be out of town because when you're in town, I get nothing done.
See, everything is blamed on me. I can't get in the garage because of you. I can't get anything done because of you.
I'm not complaining about that, but it's not like...
You're like, I like it better when you're not here.
I didn't say that. If you want me... Anyway. I feel like we're going down a dark path. I love you, babe.
Okay. I love you too. But I got a story now too.
Okie dokie.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. I'll try and guess the punchline.
Okay, please do. This is from MSN. Okay. So I want to give them credit. I don't want to. This is from, but I think this is something that a lot of people can relate to. And I know it's definitely something.
Just get to it. Yeah, go. We wouldn't be sharing stories if we didn't think people would relate to them.
Okay. It catches most people off guard to hear that sleeping with your pet may not be the greatest idea. After all, isn't companionship the reason you got your furry friend in the first place? But when it comes to your health, think twice before you let your pet snuggle up beneath the sheets with you. It may be bringing along more warmth and love. Oh, wait. It may be bringing along more than warmth and love. Your cute and cuddly cat or dog probably harbors germs, bacteria, and bugs.
So does my boyfriend.
If you do let your pet sleep with you at night, here's what you might be inviting into the bed with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Bubonic plague.
What the?
Yep, you read that right. The plague is no longer sweeping the streets of Europe. You can catch it from your pet. In fact, between 1977 and 1998, 23 documented human cases of the plague were attributed to the family cat.
The cats don't sleep with us.
And it's not just the feline that puts us at risk. Dogs can carry the plague-infested fleas without showing any signs of the disease itself. Ooh. Number two, parasites. Can we all just share a collective, ew, parasites, most commonly roundworms and hookworms, but there's lots of other equally nasty offenders out there too. You're making a face now behind your microphone.
Did you call Sarah?
Not yet. That's our groomer. Mostly these parasites lay their eggs in your pet's hair where they can easily be shed into your sheets. Who wants to sleep with those eggs getting ready to hatch right next to you?
I think Sarah could handle that.
Number three, staph infections. We all know about these, right? Infections caused by the Staphylococcus bacteria, including the well-known antibiotic-resistant MRSA.
MRSA.
Can be transferred to humans through their pets. And that under that article, it shows a dog licking his balls. Are other bacterial infections. The whole rumor about your pet's mouth being super clean is nothing more than an old wives' tale.
Oh, I should stop French kissing the dog. I'm just kidding.
In fact, the mouths of dogs and cats and other animals are full of bacteria-laden saliva that can lead to extreme sickness in humans, including meningitis. That's a bad one. Okay, next one. You ready? Okay, here we go. Cat scratch disease. You probably already heard about this, all right?
Cat scratch fever.
Cat scratch fever is not just a song by Ted Nugent. It's a real disease carried by cats and often show no signs of infection. It's most often transmitted to humans through bites, scratches, and licks from a cat. Licks from a cat, according to WebMD. You're more likely to get it if your cat sleeps in your bed.
The cats don't typically sleep with us.
Don't typically.
From time to time.
Fecal matter.
I love fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
I love it.
It's time to face the facts. If your dog is like most dogs, it either steps in, plays with, or eats its own poop. And when your dog...
Or the cat's poop.
Yeah. And when your dog comes into your house and your bed, it tracks the poop right along with it. Not only is this gross, but it's an easy way to transmit parasites and bacteria, like E. coli and Salmonella. Veterinarians recommend spritzing off your dog's feet with a 50-50 mixture of rubbing alcohol and water when it comes inside to help decontaminate its paws.
Have you told Mama Nell this? She wipes the dog's butt. But she should probably start doing that.
Yeah, my mom actually does. She wipes the dog's butt after it goes outside. All right, another ticks. We don't have to really worry about too many ticks here in Colorado.
We don't?
No.
That's fleas we don't have to worry about.
Well, that we don't see
Are
too
they
many
the
ticks
same?
Either.
Okay.
No, they're not the same, but they're
I know they're not the same, but never mind.
Ticks carry many diseases contagious to people. A few of the more notable ones are Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, And ticks are extremely common in the Great Lake regions where they are.
Watch out, Kathy. Watch out.
Is that where your friend is?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Number eight. These tiny bugs are no fun for dogs or human, and we're talking about mites here. You could be sharing them if you share a bed. The most common is the mange mite, causing human scabies, which, as the name implies, is very contagious to people. You got kind of quiet over there about this.
It's making me sad.
Is it?
She's not going anywhere, but we might die.
If you sleep with a dog, you could get fleas. Not here. Not too many in Colorado. But for you listeners out there, once upon a time, a flea-infested bed was probably your worst nightmare as a pet owner. Seems like a kind of small stuff now, though, isn't it, after hearing the other diseases?
Wow.
And number 10. Wait.
Cliffhanger.
What? Why did it do that?
Is a mystery. Number 10.
Is a mystery. No, number 10 was flea. Sorry, my bad. I screwed up. No. I was just flicking along, not counting pages. But yeah, so that is it. I know you didn't even want to talk about that originally when I found that story. You were like, gross, I don't want to talk about it. But what do you think?
She's not going anywhere. She's sleeping with us.
Are you going to start spritzing her paws at night? Or are you going to like put Purell or whatever that stuff is on her? That stuff that hangs off your purse that you constantly wipe your hands with?
I have it in my car door. I have it in my purse. I have it, like, I have this massive, like, big aspirin bottle on my desk.
But you don't use it.
Yes, I do.
On the dog where it's needed most.
No, I do not. I use it on Janet.
How often do you?
I want to say, like, probably 10 times a day.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, I'll be sitting at my desk and be all... Every time I get in my car, it's like a habit. Like,
have
I get
you heard they're actually thinking about stopping all of that?
Yeah, because it's supposed to like kill good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Yeah, because it's mutating bacteria into things that doesn't kill anymore.
I like the smell of alcohol.
Like Malibu?
No, like rubbing alcohol. Like as a kid, I would like dip a cotton ball in rubbing alcohol and like put it under my nose. While I watch TV, I love the smell of
that. That's the first time I've heard that. That explains a lot.
It's that clean, like it's just a clean and like disinfected smell. I love the smell of bleach. Love it.
Really?
Yes.
Most people complain about the smell of bleach.
I know. I used to work at the pub in Branson, Missouri, and my job was to clean the bathrooms at the end of the night.
There was only put a cotton ball
one
under your
boy
nose
and one girl bathroom at a crowded pub in Branson, Missouri.
So they were nasty.
Yes, there were nights. I would take like half a bottle of bleach and like throw it on the floor and like be all yummy.
And roll around in it?
No, I was. This is me mopping.
Okay, I saw your body language. Like,
no. And I would spray bleach all over the toilets and the sinks. And then finally one morning at like 10 a.m., which that's when my boss would come in because he didn't work
would
the night
shift.
Would
you sing, just bleach it, bleach it?
He called me. He's like, Janet, we need to cut the bleach. You
Why?
Need to stop using so much bleach.
Because you were spending too much money on it?
No, I came in this morning and my eyes were on fire. I'm like, oh, my bad. I love the smell of bleach.
And where do you think that comes from?
I don't know.
Things not being as clean as you would like
Maybe.
For them to be?
Yes, yes. Like, up till probably sixth grade, house super clean growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Pine Sol was the smell of my house.
Oh, my mother lived with Pine Sol in a bucket.
But then, like, some things, events happened, and the cleanliness of the house went downhill. And then I finally, like, got to an age where I was like, I can clean. And I like just started bleaching things. And now every time I go home, I'm like, Dad, seriously? Bleach, 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 bleach. I spend half my vacation in Missouri cleaning.
Did you prefer Pine Sol over bleach or bleach
no,
over Pine Sol?
Two very different worlds.
Uh-huh.
But I found out you can't mix them. Someone like almost died doing that. And then like
if you mix bleach and Pine Sol?
Yeah, like this the things create like a toxin. One time I think I was actually cleaning the cat room down here.
Uh-huh. And then you passed out.
And on Facebook I was like, "Ooh, bleach and pine saw, two of my favorite things." And someone was like, "Don't mix those." And I was like, "What are you talking? Oh crap."
Did you Google or something? And it was like, "This is dangerous."
Yeah.
This is could be used as an ISIS bomb.
It's something like that. It's just very toxic. So, don't mix them. We don't use bleach as much anymore here. I'm more of a No, we don't use Pine Sol as much. I use more bleach than I do Pine Sol. But I think I've ruined so many, like, sweatpants.
I was starting to say, you beat me to it. Things get ruined when bleach is around.
Yeah.
Because you either drop it on your pants or you wash something in a tub and then the next load is ruined.
Right.
What is the rule of washing with bleach? Are you supposed to run a empty one between bleach?
No, I usually wait, and this may be right or maybe wrong. I don't know. Whites go last.
Uh-huh.
Because then I use hot water with the whites, and it gives the washer time to sit before any other clothes are in there.
Uh-huh.
So I think that the remaining bleach that could be in there evaporates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's scientific.
That's the Janet theory. But I just, if anybody knows.
But I haven't seen that we ever have any bleach problems.
We've had a couple.
Not because of me.
Maybe me. I don't know. But there's been a couple things.
We haven't had bleach problems since I moved in. Maybe. I've never bleached something on accident here.
I know I've got a couple yellow towels that have white spots on them. That might be me, though.
Yeah.
That might be me. And I know that I've ruined a couple of T-shirts.
Not me.
Okay. I just don't always wondered about what the rule of, you know, if you...
I save the whites for last.
Okay. That's the Janet rule.
It's the Janet rule. I don't know if it's the life rule, but it's the Janet rule. Yeah. So, lots of bleach. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
I was just...
Happy fall.
What?
Fall is here.
Fall is here. Transition. Hold on. Transition. Transition. Fall is here. Fall is in the air. So
we saw some pumpkins today. We got pumpkin coffee. You wanted to get pumpkin other things.
I wanted to get pumpkin
pie.
Huh?
Pie.
Pie. And you said
and pumpkin.
No. Pumpkin. They have pumpkin bars.
Like Nutri-Grain bars.
Yeah. And you said no to that.
I said no, and you could have grabbed it, and I wouldn't have slapped you.
Are you not one of the white girl problems of pumpkin spice life or whatever?
I am, but pumpkin spice lattes tend to like make me have a sugar crash 2 hours later, so I avoid them.
I'm talking about just pumpkin in general.
I love pumpkin.
Isn't that new the new white girl problem?
Basic white girl, yeah.
Is that what it is? Basic. Are you a basic white girl?
I am. I have a flannel. I have the pumpkin spice love. But yeah, I think you're more of a basic white girl than me.
Oh, snap. Well, I've always liked pumpkin in general. Just pumpkin pie, pumpkin smell.
I love pumpkin smell.
And the more that they started coming out with just pumpkin everything.
There is pumpkin everything.
But you read that pumpkin doesn't taste like anything.
No. The pumpkin that we like is
because
all
of the other
chemicals.
Spices. No, but it's because of the other spices. When they
yes.
say it's pumpkin,
all spice.
It has nothing to do with really pumpkin. It's the other stuff that makes pumpkin pie tasty things.
Tasty things, yeah. Well, in Half Moon Bay, California,
uh-huh.
they had the pumpkin way off.
Mm-hmm.
And the winning pumpkin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Just guess.
Drum roll.
How much did the heaviest pumpkin weigh?
432 pounds.
Okay. No. 1,910.
Wow.
How do you transport that?
Oh, man.
So listen to this. The winner, at nearly $6 a pound, the winner received $11,500 in prize money. We got to be growing some pumpkins.
We do. We got to get rid of these cats and just start raising pumpkins in the basement.
Right? They'll be checking us out for growing marijuana, but no, we're growing pumpkin.
Why do you have those grow lights? I see lights coming out of your basement. Is that marijuana?
I'm growing pumpkin.
Pumpkin, sir. we have a legal pumpkin farm in the basement.
Oh, pumpkin is everywhere. It really is. This time of year. It's getting worse. I'm waiting for, like, pumpkin-flavored Diet Coke.
Does it bother you that you're a basic bee?
No. I embrace it.
What makes up the basic
Dang it, you would ask that, wouldn't you?
What, do you have something on that or something?
Yes, I have to find it, though.
The basic bitch kit or something like that?
Yeah.
And what even started the whole, she's just a basic bitch?
I'm sure someone cool started it once.
Like a Kardashian?
No.
She's looking, people. She's humming, people. Don't tune out yet.
I can't carry a tune. So, basic bee starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I see a pumpkin spice latte. The puppy face thing from Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
What else we got? We've got a shattered phone, gladiator sandals.
These are all things you have to have to be a basic.
But that's not the one I found. I want to find the one I found because the one I found was pretty awesome. Oh, wait for it. Hold on. Be patient with me, folks. Be patient with me.
Don't make me edit.
What are y'all doing?
Waiting for you to find.
Damn it. Hold on, here it is, found it. Instagrammed it. So the Basic Beast Fall Starter Pack. Dark nail polish, mm-hmm. fall boots with leaves selfie,
mm-hmm.
the PSL, which is the pumpkin spice latte,
right.
a plaid shirt, a beanie, and a pumpkin flavored candle.
You have all those.
I went chrome for my nails, I didn't go dark.
That's true, I went dark.
You're sharing it, I'm not.
Then I'm not gonna share it then. I'll let these people go, what are they talking about?
What are
Maybe
they
another
talking
episode
about?
You'll find out.
Maybe. So we went and did our grocery shopping tonight. And we chose Target.
Mm-hmm.
I found another reason to continue to choose Target.
Oh, other than we should be boycotting because of the bathroom Target?
No.
We're over
Wasn't
that, right?
Wasn't that like so 6
that was
months
so,
ago?
That's what I thought. I thought that's over, right?
So, yes.
Okay.
Probably not. So, in Payson, Utah.
Where?
Payson.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
I don't either. Today, employees at a Utah Walmart said a woman who went into labor at checkout insisted on paying for her items before having her baby inside the store. Workers at the Payson Walmart said the woman was in line with her husband at register 11, because that counts and that matters, Sunday morning when she started experiencing stomach pain and asked a manager to call 911. The funny thing is that the customer was down on her knees and she insisted on paying for her merchandise and were like, you know, that's just not important. You know, we're going to take care of her on it, the store manager said. Literally right after she paid for her merchandise, they rolled her over and she began to give birth. Walmart employees and customers helped the woman with the delivery, which was...
I'm making sound effects for
your
story.
Oh, is that? Okay.
That was a baby being born.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the baby's delivery was completed before EMTs arrived on the scene. By the time that the EMTs got there, she had paid for her merchandise and had a baby. In about 15 minutes, she went from having a little bit of a stomach problem to delivering a baby.
Ta-da! But she knew she was pregnant.
I think so.
The way you said that, though. She went from having a stomach problem.
Yes, she knew she was
cramping. I don't know what it is. I'm cramping. I might have to poop. Doesn't that weird you out, though, when you hear about those stories, though?
Yeah.
When somebody doesn't know they're pregnant, and then they go in and poop, and there's a baby.
Well, I had a girlfriend.
Who pooped, and there was a baby?
No, let me finish the story. Okay. Oh, my lands. She had some, like, medical stuff that, like, had her on medication. So she thought, you know, she was gaining weight because of medication. Almost 6.5 months into her pregnancy, she found out she was pregnant. 6.5 months.
Okay, I might have to ask you, how does somebody go 6.5 months without going?
She had had brain surgery and was on medication mm-hmm. and thought that it was just a side effect from everything.
Missing periods and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can miss periods for lots of different medication illnesses. Yeah. Your body, she's already going through some crazy stuff with her body.
And then the weird 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you hear about medications making you gain weight.
True. I guess so. I just.
You're a dude.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what about at the party the other night? You guys were commenting on the girl, what's her face, that's having a baby.
Yeah. The skinniest pregnant woman alive.
And she said she'd gained like.
12 pounds.
12 pounds.
And she's due next week. I haven't had a baby, and I've gained 12 pounds.
But see, that's what I... Nobody ever really wants to talk about it, but you're only supposed to gain like 25 pounds.
I don't think this is a topic we need to step in, because neither one of us are experienced in this. We should not... I have not had a baby.
I've not had one, but I have a kid, and I know
Right, but you were not the mother carrying the baby.
I know, but I'm saying that people don't really go by that stuff.
Right. And the doctors try.
I know, and I don't know why people don't try harder for that, though.
Yeah, I know. You know? Yeah.
I know you're trying to avoid the topic, but I am. Why?
Just because, you know, it's... I don't know why people do it. You know, the whole eating for two thing has been told over and over that that's not legit.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat for one and still be fine and exercise. I've seen stories of women that have exercised up until, you know,
yeah. The day well, there was a whole Jane Fonda pregnancy workout video years ago that was all about working out until the baby was born.
I don't know why people do what they do in so many areas of life. But I haven't been in that spot, so I don't know. Like, I have issues with food, and I'm not pregnant.
You would eat a whole roasted chicken.
I love rotisserie chickens.
That's what we had for dinner tonight, or we're going to have. Or we had. Or we were going.
I think we had it.
I think we had. I was trying to say, we were going to, but then.
I was so hungry.
She was picking at it before we got.
And so you started picking at it.
And then I picked at it. And
well, you have this podcast and then another podcast scheduled. I'm going to be asleep by the time you're done podcasting.
What is up with that? I'm after this podcast. I know, well, this is completely different. I'm recording another one for a guy named Mark Germain.
Who, is that for your wrinkled, or your
No, I'm doing his podcast.
Oh, gotcha.
It's his.
Will he let you?
He does it live. It's a live show. But they record it to be played later on his podcast. But it's a live internet radio show.
Oh, gotcha.
The Martin Germain show.
I know nothing.
He used to be Mr. KABC, Mr. KFI.
I knew KFI.
Yeah. He had all these names before.
He's very vulgar.
What?
He uses a lot of curse.
No, he doesn't.
I thought he did.
No.
I thought he did.
No.
Who am I thinking about?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
Who's the guy from Fox News?
Oh, you're thinking of Gavin McInnes.
Yeah, he's vulgar. Mark Germain, no.
No,
we
Mark Germain, no.
We had lunch with Mark Germain.
We did.
He's a very nice man. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. No, Gavin.
I'm getting the radio stations, TV stations confused.
Gavin McInnes from Fox News, Red Eye, is going to be my guest this week on my podcast.
Oh,
that's why you're
same
confused.
Week.
On, yeah. I'm very, so very busy and very busy. And actually,
very, busy.
Very, and possibly on Thursday of this week, Chad Prather may come on and be a guest on my podcast,
that's
too.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Do people know Chad? I'm sure some do, some don't.
From the escalator in Vegas.
Well, that's what you know him from. But most people know him as the internet guy from Unapologetically Southern. He's the cowboy in the truck that everybody always... His latest video, 8 million views.
What was it about? Donald
it was about
Trump?
Scary clowns.
Oh. You got to be relevant.
Mm-hmm. Almost 8 million views.
That's what we should title this.
Scary clowns. That's going to be the name of this. That'll get more people to
It'd
listen
be
to it.
Clickbait. Clickbait.
Do you use clickbait in any of your...
Not really.
No? Because I know on our vlog...
We've experimented.
On clickbait titles. And one of the biggest... And it wasn't even clickbait. It was, why is the U.S. Coast Guard alongside my cruise ship?
That's pretty clickbaity.
But it was true, though. There was actually a Coast Guard boat going alongside the cruise ship.
Right.
And there were 700 and something views, like, immediately. Like,
wow.
But I think titles like that make people tune in to things.
I agree. When I see things on Facebook where it's like, especially like when it's BF versus GF, like, and there's...
I did that today with BF and GF. Did you do it?
Did they get back together?
No. Oh. But didn't the titles, yeah, didn't the title seem
we
like...
We did it. I was like, they got married in Hawaii.
Nope.
Liars.
See it? A clickbait.
Yes.
BF versus GF. Gina and Jesse.
Yeah.
Another podcast. I mean, a
vlog.
Vlog that we listen to.
They don't
to.
Vlog anymore. No. That was the downfall of their relationship. Why are we still vlogging?
Because
do we want to end up being
we
Gina
are
and
strong
Jesse?
Like Gina, Julian, and Jenna.
Good job.
All the J's. All these J's going around like that.
Stressing you out.
Now, you like their stuff, right?
It's not my top 10, but when I run out of things to watch, I watch them.
Uh-huh. You don't like Julian's.
I hate his mustache.
You do?
It's like porn star grossness.
I'm gonna have to Google now, because I know he was had a little beard thing going, but I don't.
You gotta like watch last week.
Does he have like the little thin like porn star thing?
It's just a mustache.
Uh-huh.
I don't like mustaches.
So that's what you want me to cut my beard off into? No, just a mustache?
I like your mustache friend, like uh-huh. with the handlebar. But like the, there's no reason. Like it's Super Trooper level.
Which you made me watch that movie the other night.
And what did you think?
It was good. It wasn't fantastic. I laughed, but I'm not from, that's kind of a cult movie for a lot of
it is.
People now.
College. I watched it over and over again. Yeah.
Because they're making Super Troopers 2.
They keep saying that. I don't see
it. No, they are. They are.
Okay.
I'll send you the tweet. They did one of those GoFundMe kind of things where they raised money.
These people haven't made money since the original movie, so let's go fund it.
Well, you would think they would have made a shitload of money off of the movie.
But it was back in the day.
True. I'd be one of those things where it gets pirated and then sent around and everybody's got a copy of the video and you
college
watch it.
College kids do not have money to buy individual copies of Super Troopers.
Speaking of which, and we can wrap up with this, but this is one of those things. I think, like, people have been talking about the millennials today and this not having the same type of attitude about crime and this would lead back to politics and it shouldn't, but...
Don't.
It's got to, because that's the point.
Danger.
Is that they got so used to it doesn't matter. They don't have the same level of honesty anymore because, and this is what another comic and I were talking about, once you started downloading music and stealing music and copying music and pirating videos, that it didn't seem bad. It's not wrong. Everybody's doing it. What's the big deal? The corporations make a ton of money. Then... if you're okay with that level of stealing, what's wrong with, hey, you know, if somebody needs a pair of shoes, what's wrong with stealing a pair of shoes if that's what you need? And the next thing you know, everybody's like, you know, I don't care what Hillary has done.
I feel like this is where we should just pray for America.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That we've got to talk about that, how this generation has gone through a level of that we never would have done.
Desensitization.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
I do. It's sad. It's so sad. I don't even want to get into this topic because it just... anxiety.
And I was talking to my manager today, Ian Wilson, British. He's from London. And he has always been a Obama supporter, like always. And today I was surprised to say, he goes, you know, I'm really hoping Trump wins for you guys.
I think we just lost... every person that's listening.
That's not about us. I'm talking about my manager. And this is
he's not voting. He's in England.
He's not. He's in England. But this is a guy that's been like forever. So it's weird. I think everything is changing. Everything is up in the air. Nobody knows anything's going to be.
It's so chaotic. It's scary.
Because he was all like, I think Trump's going to be your Brexit. I think that's what's going to be. This is going to be good for you guys, just like us. So who knows?
Don't they have the queen?
They have a queen, but they're pulling out of the EU.
Oh, gotcha. I knew that. I just don't know the history of it.
Or you don't care? Which
no,
one?
No, I need to buy the 2016 edition of the history book to understand what's going on.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't mean to put the brakes on it because you obviously pulled down and didn't want to talk about this. But
I just, yeah.
You just went. Why? What makes you not want to?
Scares the crap out of
me. What makes you not want to talk about it, though?
Because we could talk. We could talk. It's not going to change anything.
I know, but I don't understand what made you go.
Because I'm scared to death. Like, it freezes me with fear.
Why?
Because.
What
the
fear?
The fate of this country is just so scary right now.
Of whichever way it goes?
Yeah, either way. Yeah.
Our pals the other night, the two Kennys,
yes.
They both came to the conclusion that no matter which one wins,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be chaos, because so many people are divided at this point.
Probably like put lead all around the basement.
You think it's going to turn into the Purge?
I don't know what that means, but
oh my god! What?
What do you mean? What's the Purge?
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that here. She doesn't know about a whole movie franchise called The Purge.
So it's not like being bulimic?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a whole... They've made several movies about The Purge.
They've made several movies
about The Purge is when crime is legal for 24 hours.
Oh, dear God. Okay, so lead around the whole basement and on the roof, and like make it like a lead door that only you and I, like our fingerprints, have to open it.
Okay, and then I'm going to go make you watch The Purge after
start
this.
Start prepping. We need to start prepping.
We're preppers. We're preppers.
With like canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm joking.
I'm not. I know you're not joking.
You should be doing this while I'm at work.
I will do that. All right, well, tell everybody how to find us.
Wrinkled Sheets. Wrinkled Sheets, the number one on Twitter. Wrinkled Sheets, the number one at gmail.com. And we're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on everything.
Well, how do they find you?
Oh,
there's some ways to find us. Are you fading?
I'm Janet Blair, PinkBarb27 on Twitter, Yahoo, Facebook, Snapchat, even though my filters have abandoned me. And yeah.
Yeah. And you can find me at Steve McGrew.
He's so much easier to find.
Yeah. And I just say this. Google Steve McGrew. That's what it makes it
the
easier.
The one with the long hair is him.
Yeah. Oh, there's another Steve McGrew?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a Steve McGrew who was a realtor. I don't know if he's still on the internet, but that's
who
not
Googles
me.
Himself.
Google. So thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Please share us with your friends. I know you probably, a lot of you may just now discover us because of the Podbean advertising and on the app. So
thank
you for joining us, and we hope you will do it again.
We really do.
And by the next time, maybe she'll know what The Purge is.
I don't know.
Bye.
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 Bye.